Hello and welcome to Mooga Go Around Radio. I'm your host Chili as we talk about Final Fantasy 14. Sometimes, maybe, I guess that's what we're designed to do, but you know, sometimes it doesn't happen. Hey, Paul.
Hey. Sometimes it does divert into the air.
Oh, hey, Harvey. Way. So, how you been this week?
I have been very tired from raiding. I have my body.
I heard you're on the Leviathans.
We are on Leviathan, and it... bitch. It is so annoying.
I can't wait to do it.
It's like, I don't know about like anyone else. Like, obviously healing, it's fucking stupid to try and heal, but... like, actually, as a DPS, it's quite easy. All you just gotta do is move. The DPS...
well, it...
holy shit.
It's like 70k DPS, raid DPS needed for E2S, so...
yeah,
the problem with the current tier is the fact that there's a lot of RNG in the mechanics. It seems like there's sometimes the fight will last longer than others. A couple of nights ago when I did it with Pete, you know, E1S?
Yeah.
You know, it goes with tank swap. It goes tank stack, DPS stack in Rage.
Yep.
For some reason, it went tank stack, DPS stack, Delta attack. We all died because none of us was expecting a Delta attack there.
Like, wait, it should be in Rage.
We're like, 5%. Let's. We've done well. Good job, everyone. Delta attack. What? Wait, what? We can do this! And then we all died as we said that because we...
it's like, because you have, like, was it? You have 2 melee and 2 range, right?
I think they do, yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, today in our group, we had to have 3 range. What was kind of annoying? Because... obviously, like, one of those had to become, like, melee and stuff, and had to do, like, melee stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I hate about Eden, because, obviously, Eden, you have to, with Eden 1.
You have to bait the ones outside. You have to be a master baiter.
I have to be a master baiter. And I'm really good at baiting them, like...
yeah, you're good at masturbating.
I am very good at that. Every night. And it's like, you know, and then we had to have this pug who wanted to do it as well, but... so I said, okay, I'll be the melee then. So I had to pretend to be the melee. I was like, ugh.
By the way, you're talking about pugs? I tried to pug Titania. I want my weapon for raiding on Gilgamesh. Yeah. I've cleared it once with the FC, go Umbra. But I've not been able to clear it since. And today I joined a group, and it's like, oh, okay, fast clears. Okay, good, that sounds good. First time, the dragon stacked on me because he... thought he was self, even though we'd said positions. I'm like, okay, that's fair enough. You know, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Then he rage quit because of it. I'm like, well, fair enough. Mistake, you know, fair enough. People are twats. Fair enough. Anyway, the pug joined. Then the tank was like, oh, I'm going south. And I'm like, why?
Why was he going south?
He's like, oh, I want to go south. It's like, Chili, go northeast. I'm like, why? I can't punch it from there.
I can't go all the way northeast. What are you doing?
No, you're a tank. We have 5 ranged. Why am I the one that's supposed to go out to the northeast, to the furthest corner of the map? When we've got 5 ranged. We had a dancer... was it? No, it was 2 machinist. Yeah, the healers, and I think it was a dancer. But no, let's have the monk go do the range stuff.
that is pretty fucking stupid, honestly.
You know, because we're well known for range DPS. They're machinists and they're close range positionals.
What about... We haven't got our positionals. What are you fucking talking about?
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
No, but yeah.
I mean, you're as many positions as the tank did.
It's like a machinist can benefit so much more being far away, yeah. Because at that point, if I remember correctly, not at that point, you wouldn't have your queen out at that time.
Yeah.
But for any other reason, you want to be like at least farish away. Yes, you can still get healed by AoE heals, but as soon as that queen drops, you get that roller dash. If you're melee at the boss, you won't roller dash.
Yeah.
You won't do it. So then you're just losing DPS there. See, now I know what I'm talking about, because I've been playing Machinist. I'm main Machinist.
I need to level it up. I've got it to 60 summit before expansion, but I've been busy with other jobs like White Mage and Scholar. Yeah, I've got two healers at 80 now. Yay! Incredible.
I've only got one, and that's Scholar, and that's on Gilgamesh.
Yeah, I got Scholar on Ultra, so I did that first, and then I did White Mage on Greg.
My main character...
I did cheat on White Mage, so I boosted it, so...
On my main... my main Bunny Gunnery, it has his Gunbreaker at 80, and I'm like... Yeah. I really need to level another class on here. And I was like... But on the other hand, I have my ult. I have my Machinist ult that I've been playing on quite a lot. Trying to hug stuff and chill.
I need to level up my Paladin. Or a tank on. By the way, for anyone that is already a mentor, make sure to remember that by 5.1 you will need to have your jobs at level 80. Otherwise, it will remove your mentor status.
No, my PvP mentor.
So you'll need a level 80 tank, DPS, and healer. Or your crafters, or whatever the requirements for crafter. The same other requirements are the same. I don't know, RV, they announced it a while back. You're going to have to if you want your crown. I mean, I don't actually use it anymore, but I like to stay in the office network in case people ask me questions. But normally I have the crown off.
I have the crown on because I like being called PvP. Because I actually used to do PvP.
Yeah, RV, the rest of the requirements aren't changing, so if you currently have it, there's no going to be a... reputation change, there's no dungeon change, there's no nothing like that, but you do need a tank, healer, and DPS to 80, or a crafter to 80, and a grabber, I think.
I think you have to, was it 200 or 1,000?
Yeah, but if you already got the mentor status, it won't.
Mm.
If you already got it, then it won't change. That won't be changing.
Well, RB, looks like you're going to have to do the other... thing of your name.
Yeah. She tanks, I heal. There you go.
Yeah.
Stai.
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 Aha. Stai. That's my favorite Final Fantasy podcast. Stai. But anyway, She Heals I Tank's RVs in the chat. Go check out twitch.tv / She Heals I Tank, or go check them out, She Heals I Tank, or of course go follow them on Twitter. There you go, plugs early on. But yeah, so you've been raiding. I've not got past E2S yet. So I've got to Chaos, I think it's called.
Yeah.
The one where you gotta go dance a little bit, where you gotta go. The one we had was out. But you had to get sides in positionals.
It's I like to, because it is literally just, oh look, it's literally you have to focus on mechanics.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to see a funny video, I have posted a video of something that happened in E2S earlier today. So please go check my Twitter out, because, yeah, I wish I could put it up here, because it's. You know the things that you run away from because they give you a debuff stack?
Yeah.
they met in the middle. I ran through them, and I got no stacks, and then just randomly died. Not even underneath them. I was like across the arena, and then I blew up for some reason.
Yeah, you got I think you might have got tank busted there.
Yeah, well, we had already wiped, so I was just doing it for the lols. So, for anyone that didn't, I was doing it for the lols, but I was hoping to die, but yeah, from the getting the debuff. I wasn't expecting to survive not get the debuff and then die.
Oh no, you got auto attack.
Yeah, auto attacked.
It was just ranged auto attacks that hit you for fucking 30k. Jesus.
Well, you gotta remember, Monk has only light armor, so it takes more damage than most classes because of that. It's not like Dragoon or any other. This Monk and Ninja both have cloth armor, so they've got little edge defense.
Little defense. Massive damage.
Yay, because Monk is top DPS right now, I heard.
Yeah, but like, I feel so sorry for people that think they're doing good and then they passes.
Yeah.
Like, we had, I think it was like someone, my mate Static, who has a Monk who was top DPS for the entire like run and still gets a great pass. Well, I'm like, yikes.
Yeah, Monk's passes are crazy, right? There's no way I can get above green, probably. The only way I'd be able to get better than that is by moving servers. Because you have to do the Anataman. What you call it? Rotation, and I just can't do it on PS4 plus NA. It gives you a stack.
Difficulties right now.
What's that, sorry?
You are really laggy, and I think it's my end.
Really?
Because, yep, there it is. My thing keeps getting yellow. That is not good.
How is it sounding on stream, everyone?
Sounds laggy, probably.
No.
Because it's not you, it's literally me. My ping keeps shooting up and then down, up, down, up, down. Robot-y. A chilly robot. Seems stable for now. Oh no, it jumped back up again. It's just my ping. I don't know why. My chain. Take this. Yay, editing.
Well, it might not need editing, it depends. Because I'm the one recording it, so... If it's recording okay on my side, then yeah. Because Paul's not sounding like a robot to me, so...
That might help.
Sorry about this, everyone that's listening to the podcast. We're normally not like this. Yeah. Do.
Give me.
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
So, Paul. Okay, back to the stuff, I guess. Yeah, we got to Chaos so far. I'm hoping to clear by next week, maybe. I mean, if we can clear tonight with Pete, that'd be great. But I'm hoping to clear by early next week. If I can get an early week 3 clear on E2S, I'd be happy. So.
That'd be cool.
Am I still roboting?
I believe. No.
Okay, good.
I think I may have fixed it.
You talk about ping though, I was watching FSH's shill, I guess, of exit lag. I loved the fact he was so honest about the fact he was getting paid. He's like, "This, there's so many VPNs that stop lag, but this is the one that pays me, so." Yay, robot chili. Oh, robot, okay. Thank you, RPMO. I can still sound robot though. Hello. This is Chili. Beep boop. I do the savage. Beep boop, beep boop. Exterminate!
Oh no.
Exterminate!
Okay, cool, yeah.
Robots are offended everywhere. Well, welcome to Moogle Go Round!
We offended the world.
We've got Paul here.
That is true, I offend everyone. I literally go into someone's Discord, start talking to people, instantly offend one. That's how I do.
It's true. So where were we? We're at that.
So was that Eden? But like, all in all, like, the Eden fights are actually like, they're really fun.
Yeah.
I think the one thing that threw me off was having Eden Prime be the first one.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I was expecting Savage to twist it a little bit.
Yeah, I thought like Eden Prime would be like, you know, like, yeah, last tier kind of shit.
Well, I wasn't expecting last tier, but like the final fight of this tier maybe.
Yeah.
I was expecting, for some reason, I'm still expecting, especially after T2, after turn 2, E2,
mm-hmm,
with the time mechanics, I'm really expecting Ultimecia to be one of the final tiers.
That would be cool.
Just because she's all about time compression and time magic. So I expect more like time mechanics in the next one, just so I get us ready for when she comes out in the third one. Because it feels like it's like they're slowly stepping up for Ultimecia. So,
Do you think they're going to keep going with the kind of primal things? Because obviously we're rebuilding the first.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to, because it's, we know who, yeah, that's making it. And we all know he's really slow at designing stuff from Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts. So I feel like it's best to give him only 2 floors per raid. So I feel like we're going to get 2 primals per turn. So next time we might get, I don't know.
So we're going to get, obviously, like something like life or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Obviously to make like the ground turn green again. So that'd be like Ifrit or something.
Ifrit, and I feel like we'll get Ifrit and Shiva. Or Ifrit and Garuda next.
Garuda.
Yeah.
Could be Ramu.
I feel like Ramu will be one at last.
Oh my god, does that mean we're gonna get King fucking Moogle Mog? Are we gonna get a Moogle raid tier boss?
I mean, as much as I want that to be a thing, all the other raid tiers are based on element Moogle. There's no element for Moogle except for awesome.
Yeah, there is.
The element of happiness. Awesome.
Element of happiness. And alcoholism.
Well, you know, the Moogles do like to drink, so.
Yep.
That's, you can learn that from doing your Moogle side quest, Beast Tribes, everyone. Go do your Moogle Beast Tribe quest.
Or you can learn from me, because I am a Moogle.
Yeah, it's true. It's fact. 100% fact.
100% changing my gender to Moogle. Changing race to Moogle.
I know I used to dress up as a Moogle Knight in Final Fantasy 14, where I had the Moogle outfit, but with like with just the arms and legs and feet. Because I found that the chest doesn't really work properly on Lalafels or any race, really, because it's like a little gap.
My new name will be Mog Metal.
Incredible.
See ya. I can't kind of go on my Facebook page and just change it to that.
Mog Metal.
Hell.
Sounds like the name of a rocker Moogle. Just picturing with you, that like, your green hair spiked up with a little guitar. But the guitar also has like primals on it.
Primals. Like an amplifier. This is what happens when you give a machine. Yeah. Songs to that. My guitar is now a gun.
Yay!
But, Honestly, if there are any artists out there that want to draw me and Chili as moogles, that'd be great. We'll use those for emotes.
Yeah, we need emotes. We don't have any yet, so... Well, we have one.
We have one that I drew up literally... I didn't do this up. I literally just knit.
You took it from Final Fantasy 14. I mean, we didn't take anything.
Any man.
Yeah, or yeah, I guess. My dream is still to have a Moogle holding a chicken. We all have dreams. And that's mine. By the way, talking about dreams.
Dreams?
I tried the mashed potato at KFC. It's pretty nice.
Mm.
What, Arvi? Just because I want to have a Moogle holding a chicken. What's wrong with that?
You also want, I think, at some point, if we get more subs...
Because...
What chicken? What Nando's?
Look at our flag in our logo. It's a chicken.
Look,
it's right there.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken. No, it's cooked
chicken. Yes, look, you can see. Moogle go around. There's the Moogle holding a chicken.
From Nando's. We've been trying to get a sponsorship from Nando's for like ages.
Yeah.
They just haven't took the cake yet.
No. That's because we eat it.
That's true.
They can't take the cake. We eat it before they can have it.
It's like, I don't know, like, I think having like a Moogle just holding up like a chicken just going like, yeah, it would be a great emote.
Yeah, it would be great.
Or even a sub badge, that'd be cool.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, if you do, just say how much and we'll, you know, pay you for your time.
I can give you, I'm looking at my debt, I can give you a Coco Pops bar.
Yay.
I can send you some Coco Pop.
Do they even know what it is? Should we send them white Coco Pops?
No, not the white cocos.
I haven't tried the white chocolate Coco Pops, actually.
Neither have I.
Harvey says sold. We'll send her some Coco Pops. I'll sneak in some, like, 12s and flakes.
Across the border.
It's like I found out I can't eat After 8s anymore because they've got not warning on them. But I can eat the After 8 bites. So I bought a bag of After 8 bites. For anyone that's listening that's in America, After 8s are thin dark chocolate with mint fondue.
Mint fondue.
They are delicious. You're supposed to eat them After 8. Hence the name.
Hence the name.
In some ways, that's the benefit of having a nut allergy. You don't need self-control because you see something that looks really, really nice and then you look at it and realise you can't eat it.
Like your scouts.
Maybe. I don't think we have those here.
No, we don't have Girl Scout cookies.
No, we don't. It wasn't until people said that they were real, I thought they were just made up for TV shows.
You know, they're just made up for movies.
Yeah, I always thought that was true. I thought it was just like, no, it's
put them on hold. You're an important matter.
Important stuff. No, don't. Seriously. Like, we'll be talking still, so. What else should we talk about? Needham's 3 was pretty good, if I'm honest. And I can't wait till everyone works. What's that, sorry?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But
do you know who the secret... By the way, major spoilers in this, because, you know, it's been, what, 3 weeks now?
3 weeks, yeah. 3 weeks now.
Do you know who the final... the Oracle of Darkness is? Oh my god, I dropped it.
The Oracle... Is it Minfilia?
No, it's probably in the Gaia. I was like, who is this person? Is it Edda? Is it Renoa? And I realised, wait a minute, no. They showed off a character at FanFest and we haven't seen it. So, obviously, it's probably going to be her because there's always one, like, main character that they have. Like, Garatia in Crystal Tower. And those pirates. Void Heart.
No, we're going back to Void Heart, boy.
And the people, the show guys from Stormblood. I'm really great with names, everyone. They want to do a play or something. I remember the overall plot, I just don't remember the names of the people.
I don't know, like, I remember, like, two of them, like, brothers and sisters looking for their father. One was a random reporter that we see every now and then in the main story.
And the other one was...
Fran.
Steve. I don't know.
Steve. And obviously we had, like, Fran and stuff that introduced Vieira.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I am looking forward to the next 24-man raid, which should launch in October, I think. Which is based on Nier Automata. Automatas.
Yeah, Nier Automata. That's going to be cool. I'm hoping we're going to get some nice outfits.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be all skimpy outfits.
Yeah. It's a good thing all my characters are female.
Good thing my character's me.
Good thing my character's a trans.
Also, why haven't we got a swimming pool in the Free Company yet? I am very disappointed and slightly
disappointed in the Gilgamesh side of this. I'm even like all my fucking FCs now have it. What are you doing, Gilgamesh?
Why have we got no platinum pool for the Lalathos?
Don't mind the umbrella. What you doing, bruh? What you doing? Tweet them out and say.
Also, remember that you can dye it. I was trying to... I can't remember. I was just saying that we were talking about Eden Raid, and now we're saying how that the FC house is disappointing because it doesn't have a paddling pool.
Yeah.
And we should dye it bright green because you can dye the paddling pool.
And what, what do you guys do during the day? Oh, wait.
Hell, they don't even have to do anything. I gave them all the fish. The paddling pool. Yeah,
Chili gave you all the fish.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah, we see, Arby agrees we need one.
Yeah, Arby, you're a goddamn officer.
Yeah, but officer might not have a chance. Sweet. Well, remember, if you're on Gilgamesh and you're part of the Umbra FC, I have put a load of battered fish. In the FC chest, so if you do want to skip the event, go make sure you go to get them. Also, if you aren't in an FC in Gilgamesh, or you just want to join a new Gilgamesh, go check out Umbra D something Domini. Just go check Umbra, we're the best.
Domina di Umbra.
Masturbated fish. It was funny, actually. I was given away for most of the first day. I gave away about 600... God damn it, I'm saying... 600 battered fish on Ultros. And people were just like, oh, it's like, oh, where do I buy it? They're like, go to Chile, he's got them. Domla di Umbra. There we go, see?
Domla di Umbra.
Domla di Umbra.
Such an annoying name sometimes to say.
Yeah.
I wish I miss Shibari Squad, honestly. Poor Shibari.
But yeah, seriously, if you're on Gilgamesh, go check them out. They're a very active FC.
And we're there every now and then.
Hey, I'm there more often. Blame Flatus. I will. Actually, no, shouldn't say his name too much. He'll just randomly appear in the server.
He'll just randomly show up.
It's like, damn that Flatus. Oh, hi, everyone. I'm like, hi, Flatus.
Oh, God, we're saying it too much. He's going to join. I feel it.
It's like Beetlejuice. Ah, see, we had the same idea. So. Eden, we talked about the story, kind of, not really.
Kind of, not really.
We know
honestly,
that
okay. You shouldn't be here to find out what the story is anyway.
No, you should have beaten it by now.
You should have fucking beaten it. You
there's a reason why there's a normal mode. There's a reason why you need to beat it for gear. If you haven't been it yet, you're screwed for gear because you're not going to be able to get your time weapon for a bajillion years because you need 7 weeks clears. Unless you're doing savages, of course. But of course, if you're doing savages, then yeah. Even then, savage, you need 3 weeks because the fact that you need a 1,000 times, so. Unless you're a paladin, then you need 700 and something.
Yeah.
But that's to balance out the fact that you need a shield, so. Works out in the end.
You can kind of just get that. That's fine. Oh, excuse me. I burp, then I'm like drinking Monster. I only had like 2 hours sleep today.
No, you've got Monster. I've got Relentless.
Ooh.
Apple kiwi flavour.
Ooh, that sounds nice. I like kiwi.
Yeah.
I mean, the people. I'm joking. I like kiwi's alright. Even though we get, you know, kind of, you're from Australia, aren't you? No.
Yeah, I've had people say that I'm Australian once. I'm like, no.
No,
they wouldn't. They were completely convinced that I was Australian, no matter how much I told them I was from England. They're like, "Yeah, you sure you're
fucking lying."
I'm spending the last 20 minutes just trying to convince you I'm from somewhere else, just to go. It's just a prank. I'm really
it's just a prank. You out of can. What are you doing? Mate, I'm fucking shy.
Yeah, smart people. Yeah, don't talk to me about smart people today, RV. I've had some interesting runs. Oh.
My fucking Aussie, mate. Fucking insane. Oh, I've got all these deadly spiders and all crocky, mate. That's a crocodile. You know, like, fuck me, man. We don't sound like that. We just say you're a fucking cunt.
Oh, swear words.
Oh, that's my part.
You know, we don't want the things after us.
The who?
The Twitches.
Oh, TOS? No, I can say cunt.
Sweet.
I already talked to one of the GMs. It's fine. We just can't say the F word, the N word, the Q word, the H word. No, we're fine. Cun, fart, shit, hollow, cunting for JJs, you know, like all that's fine. You just can't say, obviously, the slang words because it's weird. I'm not gonna get on that topic because I'm already upset with Square Enix anyway. So.
Why are you upset?
Well, my friend got suspended for 10 days for defending someone from a pedophile.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
Well, let's move on from that, I guess.
I kind of want to call him out for this. Like,
okay.
Why? Like, you know, I was actually there in Limsa at the time, looking at, obviously, I was sitting at AFK doing other stuff, and I was just like watching the chat and talking to my friends. And he has been known on the server of Phoenix as, I'm just going to drop his name because he needs to be a drop name because he needs to be on a watch list. His original name was Lumi Lovecraft. Now it's like something Thorn, weird. But he tries to manipulate and groom 16-year-olds.
Oh well.
Yeah, we have a whole folder of the messages he has sent to 16-year-olds. But we obviously send that off to Square Enix saying, look, this guy, you need to watch him. Yeah, he needs to be put on a list of being a pedophile in a game. That should be a thing. But yeah, this is a 16-plus game.
No, it's a teen.
Teen.
Yeah, which means it's a 12.
You know, kids will be on there and having him on the... It annoyed me, and my friend got banned or suspended for basically sticking up for our white mage, who was 16, who got manipulated by him, and you know, but you know, he had to fend one of our own.
Yeah.
And he got suspended for it, and he didn't.
Well, anyway, let's move on before it gets too... but yeah, seriously, if you go into those problems, there are numbers, and please call them. There is... We're not professionally trained for this, but please, if you do have, if you do find you in situations like this, there are ways to help, and there is people you can contact. So please try and find the official support that you need. Back to the game, I guess. Did you know there was a live letter recently?
I did not.
Yeah. Yoshi P answered questions.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. From the forums, which I was expecting to be worse.
And why white mages buffed to shit and they haven't nerfed.
No, there's some really good changes, actually. I'm going to start with the fact that the first question was really good.
Okay, what was the first question?
As a ninja player in Savage, when comparing DPS with other melee DPS, I feel like the potency increase to Gust Slash was not enough for the overall damage. Our damage feels lacking for the amount of difficulty when playing the jobs. Any plans for ninja adjustments? And yes, they've got some major ninja adjustments planned for the 0.808 patch, but they've even got bigger plans for 0.1. Basically, they're taking the things from Dancer. You know, in Dancer, where you press your dance, you can do an OGCD and still press the dance and not fail it. With Ninja, you'll be able to weave in attacks in between your mudras.
That is much needed. It's like what Machinist can do now, where he's like obviously your Ricochet and your Gaucho Barrier. You can weave them into your attacks and they won't stop. You know, they won't stop comboing. That's pretty good.
And also, they will be changing how Trick Attack works, but that might not be done till 5.1 because they don't know how it's going to be. How it's going to be adjusted yet. So.
I think it should just have, like, it shouldn't matter where the boss faces you.
Yeah.
It still puts the debuff on. That's why I reckon it should just do automatic.
Yeah.
Just because, yeah, you always have to be on the flank. It's just so annoying.
The next question was about Samurai.
Is this going to be a utility question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of. I feel like we should be able to output more DPS. Also, conditions to use Shoha is difficult to use in real situations. Hagakuri's effect is a bit lacking as well. Please let us know. In regards to Shoha, we agreed that the various situation which can be used will be adjusted for 5.1. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to allow meditation stacks to be accumulated through a different means. So basically, it'd be like... I'm going to guess it'll be like Monk's Chakra, where you get one... for doing critical hits.
That'd be cool.
We believe Hakakuri was the cause of the skill rotation becoming too difficult, so we did eventually... hey, Salamander. Basically, they're changing it so that... yeah, they're just changing it back to what it was before. Yeah, Samurai's Burst is designed around benefiting from super powerful pie buffs from other players. Black Mage is balanced around being the only caster without raise and pie buffs. And we believe that Samurai is also in a similar situation to Potencies. So his Potencies will be slightly adjusted in patch 5.08. However, bear in mind that possibly are being readjusted again in 5.1. So, Summoner next. Summoner has many buttons. It has many buttons everywhere.
Yeah, it does.
Excellent job! Additionally, it bothers me that refreshing dots as the timing you activate Dreadworm / Firebird Trance causes dots to fall off. It has many buttons! the dev team is working on adjusting the difficulty of needing to press so many buttons. See, even Yoshi P agrees it has many buttons. In fact, I'm probably going to name this podcast this week Many Buttons.
Many Buttons, boys.
Regarding dots, we received a lot of feedback saying that players would like dot durations extended, but we're instead considering reworking the potency of Ruin. Yay! To be higher depending on the number of dots inflicted on the target. So more damage on times on the enemy, more damage you'll do. With your buttons! The many
with
buttons.
Many buttons. Many, many buttons.
Many, many buttons. Wanna press on me? You're welcome, 50 cents. Bard. Bard was made easier to manage in 5.0, but since the number of songs hasn't increased, the job seems to be lacking in party support. Because that's what Dancer does now. I mean, sorry, that's not the answer they gave him. In patch 5.0, we remove most party synergy effects, because why not? That's
I like that. Why not?
That's not what Yoshi P said, but I'm sure it was, really. But left actions such as Nature's Knitting and to differentiate from Machinist. Giving Bard more party utility would make it more like a Dancer. And we don't want that to happen because Dancer is our new job. I mean, and would require Bard's damage to be lowered. The Cutshot Spaces has some party utility and has decent damage, which is hard to balance. Please look forward to possible Bard changes. Maybe not, possibly. We don't know even.
Bard's in a good place right now.
Yeah.
Just leave it.
I just want to dance, says Arvi.
She heals I tank. I think that must be Peter.
Either that or Buscemi's learned how to type. In which case, hello, Buscemi!
I do a good cat, Buscemi.
He's a good kitty.
Can you type out cunt?
I just said he's a good kitty. Here we go. Here's some Astrologian stuff. Factual adjustments made towards an Astrologian. See? I've confirmed it. I'm going to screenshot that for actual proof. Thanks for the adjustments made to Astral Melodrogen. Both the controllability and heal potency has increased and it feels much better. Do you have any plans to add new effects to the cards? Oh, I guess I need another screenshot. We're truly sorry about the initial issues with the feel of the job that said card effects were changed to their current iteration, because basically we all know that you wanted balance, so we gave you balance. It's boring, but you always fished for balance anyway, so here is all your balances. Now you're really balanced. We Thanos'd your class. It does indeed lower the feeling of drawing a good card. But if we make certain the cards significantly more powerful than the others, then we'll simply return back to balance. You know, everything is balanced as it should be. Some PvP adjustments, we can skip that part. There are no tank adjustments in 5.05.
Dark Knight, boys.
Yeah. But you know what might get me changes? I heard that Warrior might be getting changes in 5.1.
Why?
Because when do they not love Warrior?
Are they going to buff it? They better buff it.
Well, I heard there was going to be buffs. Yeah, it was going to be changes to their some of their buffs to make it a longer duration. They said like the windows for some of them were a bit too short.
Bing!
This might be story spoilers right here. When riding the trolley in Armorang. Buscemi. Thank you for the 100 bits, Buscemi.
Thank you for the 100 chicken nuggets.
Woo! Yay. Man, that's a lot of chicken nuggets. My mate once ordered 50 chicken wings just to see how many he could eat.
Have you heard about McDonald's having spicy chicken nuggets now?
Oh, I saw Blue Van Man eat them. I haven't watched this video yet, though.
Apparently it's supposed to be really nice.
I've not been at McDonald's for over like a decade, though, so...
Same, because we haven't got one.
No, sorry. 6 or 7 years, the last time we had a McRib here.
The McRib. McRib. Rest in peace, the McRib.
I miss you. When riding the trolley in Armorang, I was amazed that the tracks were going through the same hill heading towards Camp Horizon and the Source. I'd like to hear more on the other fields that connect the Source to the first. As patch 5.x series began, we won't upload this for this for now. So, maybe we're going to get some new areas? I'm going to go with probably not, because...
No, I actually think we might, because the Emperor... Yeah. The Empire, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They're probably going to be cheap and make it a dungeon.
Probably. That's what they do. That's what they do in this kind of patch.
This is one that I like. In the future, we'll be able to take our trust into 5.1 and later main story quest dungeons. I really like Crystal Exarch, so I'd like to fight alongside him once again, because spoilers, You can only fight with him once, and once you beat in the game, you can't go back to do it.
No, I love Crystal Accent. He's so adorable. I love him. Fuck all this MX Silk fucking shit.
Anyway, his Crystal response Edgar. Actually was nice. In regard and trust, we had many ideas such as fighting primals together or changing... Okay, this will be good. Do this now. Or changing Castium Meridium and Petroleum into a four-man player instance. Do it now. I don't need... Just cancel everything else.
Cancel everything else.
Especially with the next part, you get to battle alongside Rawbon.
Oh, hell yeah, boys.
However, we cannot possibly implement all of them in patch 5.1. So we made it so you can go to the new MSQ dungeons with Trust. We also plan on making MSQ dungeons work with Trust in future patches as well. As a side note, while progressing the MSQ in 5.1, they will come with you as part of the story mode, and so you won't have to worry about having to level them up for the Trust leveling system. So even they said it sucks. Kind of. Not really.
Well, can't they do it?
Sorry, I brought a hammer now.
Where they
just like make it like all the way down from like level 15 when you get your first dungeon, so Trust system like
that's a big hassle because
it may be a big hassle, but it would help a lot of people.
Yeah, but it would take so much time because unlike normally previous AI, each dungeon, each time that you bring a Trust in, they've got a specific AI path that they've got to make. They do. So they've got to program it so that they know when each mechanic's going to happen at what time. And they've also got to program which direction the AI will go. It's a massive hassle. So that's why they couldn't do it. Plus, you know, spaghetti code, I guess.
Spaghetti code.
And while we're talking about food, someone said, were the sandwiches from the MSQ quest handmade by the Exarch himself? If it's handmade, I'll store it safely, but if not, I'll just eat them up, so let me know. They respond with, I don't know. Lols, I think it's okay to eat them. No, they're going on my shelf forever. They made it. Senpai made them for me. How dare you?
No, we're his senpai.
No, he's my senpai's.
He looked up.
There were loads of questions, so I'm not going to go through all of them, but...
...come here and do all this, become one with the Crystal Tower, just because of our story. He was inspired by us, but technically we're his senpai.
We are, but we're also...
stupid.
Yeah. Also, Beast Tribes will be 5.1, please look forward to it. I'm guessing that'll be the fairies. Woo! Someone also said that they wanted... Fae Yule as their summon, as scholar.
Yes, queen, yes!
Also, we found out that Soken doesn't even know the music to his own songs.
Try to that boy.
Question 20. Lahi!
Lahi!
From Record Great Hood was stuck in my head. I'd like to know what the lyrics are. Sound director Soken answered, hold it up to your imagination. Honestly, I don't know either. Yeah, Avi says I agree with that, or at least redesign Eos and Cillian. That'd be nice so they can have more detail. Yeah,
see, that would probably be like the one question probably ask about that. Like, why did you take shit away from Scholar? You have made Scholar probably the most boring job when it comes to DPS. Like healing is a lot of fun. It's a lot of like, you know, like get my fairies out and all that. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, get my fairy do all the stuff. You know, put shields on people.
Yeah, Avi really loves her scholar now, though. She's got her energy drain back.
Once I got energy drain, I'm good.
Yeah, our wards are really good abilities. It's nice to spam. It is like having holy, but without the stupid animation lock. I would take no animation lock over stun any day.
But stun can save people.
Who cares? You can move.
Who cares? You can move.
And it doesn't look stupid. It, you know,
What are you about? How do you don't look stupid?
No, I'm just saying the fact that I can cast it and then run away, and then I can still see it being cast where I was.
Yeah. Boom. A pulse.
No, let me just smack him with a book. That's cooler. I feel like my Lalafell's getting so mad he's just throwing books on the ground, and that's causing the AoE.
Throwing the book.
I can't heal you! Boom!
Throw my goddamn book on the ground! Tactical nuke! Incoming!
Okay, here's one about machinists. Yeah, teaching people. Yeah. It's a canon. The book, Art of War, is the same book Arvi used to smack Pete over the head with in the Avatar. Anyway, Machinist New Automation Queen is super cool. Who writes that sentence? However, the job quest didn't really explain why Machinist only can call out this robot. I said with Order, we'll probably talk about it, so I won't talk about it now. Possibly I won't to support the theory I saw on Twitter, because we've confirmed that Yoshi P spends all his time on Twitter now. how the turret tried its best and turned into an automation. So it was trying to be a good boy. I don't know if this is offensive or not to dwarves. Question 24. Is there a way to tell the difference between male and female dwarves when they're wearing their helmets? No. Answer. No, there isn't. There is no need to. So that's how it's intended. I mean, I guess that means the dwarves are the most equal of all races.
Yeah, can we just have that for real life?
Divorce. Equality.
Yeah, equality. Like, yeah, job done. Just wear helmets, boy. That's all we got to do. Wear helmets.
We'll do a couple more questions and then we'll wrap this bit up. There's so many, by the way, so I'm sure She Heals Her Tank will cover them, but go check them out, twitch.tv/SheHealsHerTank. Also go follow them on Twitch and on their website, SheHealsHerTank.com. Also go check out their social medias.
Yeah, they'll be streaming after this, their raid session.
Yeah, well, no, it's a Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Yeah, they stream on a Tuesday, Wednesday and a Sunday.
Why don't they stream Thursday for their raids?
I don't know.
Pete, why don't you do that?
Yeah, Tuesday's streaming with Pete for the raid. Wednesday is sharing. Oh no, sorry, it's a Monday now because of Arvi's change in school. And the Friday, of course, for the podcast. And the Sunday is possibly going to be Fantasy 9, maybe in the future. But right now it's Fantasy 14.
Does that mean I don't get to watch people raid tonight?
No, you don't. Well, I could stream a Moogle around if I wanted. I could stream a Moogle guy around. There's nothing stopping me from hitting the share button.
That will fuck up your ping.
That won't affect my ping. It's the connection.
You can get DC.
Anyway. Yeah, make sure you follow us at Moogle Guy Around Radio on Twitch. By the way.
There is a giveaway, Gary.
Yeah, if we reach 150 followers, I'll be giving away... Susan Sprinkles will be giving away a Namazu plushie for us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had wind.
You had wind.
Yeah. Question 25. This is one of our most important questions because, you know, we're a food podcast.
Yeah.
True. And this is very important food stuff. So, yeah, if we reach 150 followers, you'll get a chance to win an Amazon plushie. This is an important food question. I'm curious what meal tastes like. Is there a food in the real world that will taste like it? Something like similar to it? Answer. I think this varies for each person, but personally, when I was checking it, I thought it's just bread. When you go to a bakery, there's that moment when you see something, you're like, I have to have this one. It's kind of like that. I think it's possibly sweet. I think that you would imagine it's, I have to have this, is what meal is. Though if you eat it, you might become a forgiven.
It's like, what it look like? It looked like a dumpling.
Yeah, I thought it was a rice dumpling. Yeah,
it's a dumpling. You know?
I knew something was on though when they were coming down with like, here's your food, people. Yeah, nothing suspicious about this.
My character on Gilgamesh is a forgiven right now. She's forgiven greed.
Oh look, dragoons getting changes.
Dun, dun, dun.
That might kill more dragoons. Yay!
Da, da, da.
Is it a bug that we can change our direction during jump? Is this going to get fixed? I believe there's various opinions regarding this one, but I'm personally enjoying it, so I'd like this to be untouched. Dragoons can currently change their directions during jump. If this becomes a sort of necessary technique, we may have to disable this on Dragoon's jump actions. The normal jump won't be changed.
Da-da-da!
Do you like jumping and aiming at things? Well, no.
You should shut the fuck up, guy who sent that question in. You're going to get found and you're going to get killed by Dragoons.
Well, they wouldn't be need to find because they posted them on the forum, so they know who it is from that.
Oh, no!
Are there any plans for a new deep dungeon in 5.x? That's still a secret. So probably yes. please allow us to challenge the Great Hunt Extreme in an undersized pie. That's kind of been working on. So we're near the end of the show, I guess.
It's hard to see it end.
I know, I've been joined this week.
To end at some point, because Chid is going to raid in like
an hour.
40 minutes.
Yeah. And we like to keep the podcast an hour.
An hour, unless we have a lot of people on, and if it's like Christmas, we'll
go. Yeah, I can't wait till our Christmas special. Hell, I can't wait till episode 100. I know we're 22 episodes away, but I want to do something crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna be in New York.
I'm gonna save up and like build a Nando set in New York.
We're gonna fly all our friends out here, and we're just gonna fucking eat Nando's.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna fly everyone over from America to England just so they can sit and eat chicken with us and talk.
What's the podcast?
Yeah, perfect times. It would be the best of times.
It'll be great.
we'll find something that also. No, I think Nando's now does vegan food as well. So
I think so.
So we'll even have food with Pete.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay.
He can eat potatoes. Yay. There we go. No, I think they do like some salads and stuff. They actually do a vegan dish. Even though it's a chicken restaurant, they've got some vegan vegan stuff. So.
Well, we'd have to import some like vegan beer. Also.
No, if depending on where we go. I know, like where in York, there's a load of vegan restaurants.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
There's like that, Pete?
Three or four vegan restaurants right next to each other in York.
You come to York.
Not New York, just the old York.
Yeah, just York.
The one that has a wall around it.
Don't worry. That's America soon. It's going to have the whole wall around it, you know?
Yeah, we did it first.
Yeah. Yeah, Trump, we did it first, boy. Actually, if we want to go really in depth, China did it first.
No, we did it first.
Are you sure?
I think we did. Okay. I'll have to. Someone with history knowledge will have to look it up. But, yeah.
Who made
the first wall? Anyway, do you have any plans to add crafted primal weapons for Gunbreaker and Dancer? We don't have any free resources for that right now. The character team might slowly work on it between patches, but we can't say we'll do it. That's one thing that disappointed me both about Dancer and Gunbreaker. There was no fancy Moogle go round weapons. Moogle weapons.
Yeah, Moogle round weapons.
Yeah.
Between Tugurus and Emphas, where the f*** is he?
Oh yeah, and this is one question that I've got to say before we go. Would love to see addition of dwarven furnishes, please. Yes, please, for Lalafell. This should be possible, but let me make sure. Please, yes, I want that. Also, I like the idea of Mr. Happy's way suggested on one of his shows that they should add dwarven housing as outdoor furnishing, so you've got a little house for your Lalafell. A little doghouse for the Lalafells.
We We were both wrong. It was Western Asia between Turkey and Syria.
Okay.
And through Iran. Okay, cool. So, there we go.
See, there you go. You learned something.
Yeah, we learned something. We're educational, boys.
Yeah.
Bring that education.
We're bringing that real life lore.
Hell, you even know we're not worried.
Oh, who knows? Okay. Would it be possible to remove the unique trait from rings so that we can equip two of the same rings? Well, I do understand why you'd want to do this if it then becomes difficult to manage. How does that become difficult? How does...
I have two crafted rings on, so how does that work?
You can't pull. Too difficult to manage. Uninstall.
Error.
This is the weird part. I think it'd be more likely to just remove a ring slot. So, yeah. Who knows, in the future we might lose a ring slot.
No.
Yeah, that's what they said. Why can't they just get rid of the... I guess there's some unique items, maybe?
Take the
but...
ring to my anus, but not my second ring slot.
So, yeah. It might be easier just to remove a ring slot. Which, to be fair, I'm not 100% against. I find that out of all the items in my armory chest, the rings are the ones that fill up so fast.
But my DPS.
Well, if they'll just add the stats from the second ring to the first one.
They won't do that. They'll keep it the same. I bet they will. Yeah, lose DPS. They hit my bones. I'm poor DPS. That is really raining outside. I can hear it from my headphones.
So, yeah, we'll end this here now. I'm sure that She Heals Our Tank will cover more of these questions and other stuff, because they're going to carry on with their MSQ stuff. So go check them out if you want to listen about the MSQ. But, Paul, before we end, you've got any shout-outs, anything?
I have some shout-outs. Obviously, to She Heals Our Tank for coming and sitting here and listening to our lovely bullshit.
I mean, we almost stayed on topic this podcast.
Yeah, it was close.
Yeah.
Also, She Heals Our Tank to throw out the 100 bitties for some of you. 10 out of 10. Hearts, and also to RPMMO Radio, because I actually like watch their podcast. Great, they talk about RP and stuff. It's great. It's actually like I'm not much of an RPer myself, but just watching, like listening to them talk about it, it sounds like a load of fun. And also to Mr. Shalamander for also sticking through us. That's really all my shouts. Just go check out everyone. Just thank you for listening, and you know, all them people out there. Big heart. Chili, I know you've got shout outs and plugs that you can just do in under 3 seconds.
Yeah.
So, your turn. Woo!
Well, I've shown a lot of love to them then. Go check out She Heals Our Tank at twitch.tv. Also check out Master Radio at twitch.tv. Also probably Umbra FC. So go check them at masterradio.com. Also go check out Phoenix Down at twitch.tv. Phoenix Down Radio. I was recently on the 100th episode. Also go check out FS Asher, I guess, at twitch.tv. That's FS Asher. I know that's a random plug, but why not? Also go check out Stage Reborn at twitch.tv. Stage Reborn. I've been actually watching a streamer recently. I'm going to give him a bit longer this time because, you know, he's a new streamer that I've been watching. Glorygeist is an interesting streamer. He's a bit over the top, but I kind of like it. He plays on Primal / Lamia data server. Lamia. So go check out twitch.tv. Says Glorygeist. I'm on his Discord. I'm in his chat quite often. So if he's streaming, chances are I'm going to be there. It's a little over top, but you know, I like that personality, so yeah. So go check out Glorygeist. Also remember, if we reach 150 followers, I will be giving away a Namazu plushie thanks to the amazing Susan Sprinkles. It's rare to see Susan Sprinkles not here, so we miss you, Susan. Much love as always.
moving this week?
What's that?
I think she's moving.
That would explain it. Still, much love to you, Susan. I hope the move goes well. So until 2 weeks from now, I guess, it's been us. We've said words.
It's been us.
It's been us.
It's gonna be us.
And we'll end it with the fact that KFC now has mashed potatoes. So until next time.
Actually quite.
they have mashed potatoes. Bye, everyone.